Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today. Hey, OCD family community. Welcome back to another Water Cooler Chat. I can't believe it, but this week marks 3 whole years of this podcast journey together. And whether you've been here since day one or you just found us, I'm so grateful that you're a part of this family. When I started this podcast, I honestly was hearing from different family members, and so many loved ones were so eager to help fix everything for their loved one with OCD. This debilitating and overwhelming diagnosis not only impacted the warrior, but the family relationships in its wake. So I wanted to share one of the biggest lessons I've learned, and it's this. Support doesn't mean solving. It means standing with, listening, and sometimes just holding space for the tough days. That shift from trying to fix to just being present, that can change everything for you, me, and our families. And it's free, because once you can let go of that pressure to have all the answers, then you find that that family dynamic can improve. Your warrior is reminded of their own strength and has you or me off their back. But it also allows us to show up as a better support, not only for them, but for ourselves. And honestly, this lesson is something I see echoed in your stories, DMs on social media, you name it. We're all learning together, and that's what makes this community so powerful. So now that I've shared my tip for you, I have a request. Keep it up, fam. Keep it up. I love seeing when people share different comments on Spotify, YouTube, or in a review. The most powerful thing of all is when we can not only learn from each other, but in sharing, we can really know we are not alone, and I am here for that. So that's all the time we have today at the Water Cooler, but we are in August. Woof, my kiddos just started school this week. And that means we are winding down with our Water Cooler chats because our return to long-form interviews, personal stories of hope, empowerment, research, and practitioners kicks back up on August 29th, wherever you enjoy your podcast and YouTube. So mark your calendars or, hey, just hit that subscribe button because you're not going to want to miss the stellar guests we already have lining up for the fall. But for now, thank you for an amazing 3 years. While this isn't therapy, it is a family. So I'll see you next week, yeah? At the Water Cooler. Therapists, are your clients struggling with disgust-based contamination OCD? Have you tried upgrading your ERP with the Mastery Approach? Visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses and click on my link because I've got just the training for you. At OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses, you can check out OCD Training School's entire catalog of courses, including Rich Gallagher's course, Treating Contamination OCD. Where else can you build mastery over disgust-based triggers while supporting the fam at no extra cost to you? It's a win-win at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses.